Once upon a time, there was a poor old farmer. And he'd been working hard all his life, doing that back-breaking work of tilling the soil and trying to coax some life out of it, and every week going to market with whatever it was that he had to sell. But now he was getting older, and his body couldn't work so hard, and he couldn't make so much of a meal of it, and couldn't get enough out of the soil to keep himself going. And so one day he looks around his farm and he realizes that on that particular day, by some bad fortune of the weather, combined with an aging of his old body, he just has nothing to sell. Nothing. And he just stares about him in despair. He thinks, what am I going to sell? I don't have anything. I can't just go to market with nothing. And I have to go to market to make something, otherwise I can't keep myself in bread and food. I can't keep living. So what does he do? He goes up to his attic. And in his attic, he's put bits and pieces over the years, thinking, well, that'll come in useful one day. And he just digs out all these old things, these old boxes of plates and knives and chipped cups. And just as he's loading up the last of these, what does he see? But there in a corner, there's a little pot with a copper bottom. He doesn't remember ever seeing that pot before. But it certainly looks saleable. So he thinks, well, I'll throw that onto the cart and take it with me. And so that day, the farmer, he goes off to market, not with vegetables or other produce from his farm, but rather with a load of old junk from his attic. Well, when he gets to the market, it's all busy and bustling and people everywhere setting out their wares. And the farmer, he has his own regular stall and he sets it up and he puts the bits and pieces and the plates and the knives and the chipped cups and that copper bottom saucepan. He puts all that on the stall and he just sits and he waits. Well, he's not used to selling this sort of stuff. So by rights, he doesn't really know what to ask. And the truth is, what he has to offer is pretty meagre. I mean, after all, who wants to buy an old load of junk? Old plates and chipped cups. But by the end of the day, by giving away some of it, by accepting a pittance for other bits, he's managed to get through everything that he's brought. Everything except for that copper-bottomed pot. And he looks at it and he thinks, ah, well, maybe I'll just take that home with me. Maybe it'll come in handy at home. But it's just then that there comes into the market a very important buyer. None other than the king's own cook. And you can sense all over the market people who might have been thinking about packing up their stalls. Why, they're all just lingering a little bit longer and seeing if the cook comes their way. Because after all, the cook has the king's purse on his belt. And as he makes his way round the market, like royalty himself, you could even imagine, he finally comes to the old farmer's stall with just the one little copper-bottomed pot. Now, the cook is not in his position for nothing. He knows a good-looking pot when he sees one, and he sees one right there, even though the farmer doesn't seem to have recognised it. That pot, it's good quality. And he says to the farmer, how much do you want for that pot? And the farmer, who really doesn't know the value of pots, and certainly doesn't really imagine it to be worth much, he just names a price that's kind of ridiculous. that's kind of ridiculously large because he just thinks, well, I can always just try. He can only laugh in my face and then, well, give me something a bit less than nothing. And so he says, 5 gold coins. The cook doesn't blink. He says, all right then. And he takes 5 gold coins from his purse and he hands them over to the poor farmer. Well, the poor farmer stands there for a long time in amazement, and then looking down at his stall, he realises he truly does have nothing left, and so he packs everything up and he gathers up all the little coins and the copper coins and the bits and pieces that he managed to get by selling all the junk that he had. And he takes the 5 gold coins with him and he goes back home. But it's then that the thoughts start nagging at him. Was I had just now? Did I just give my pot away? Maybe I should have asked more for it. Like 10 gold coins or 20? Maybe that cook swindled me, and I just sold a treasure without even realising. Well, he's so fumed up, he's so stormed up in his own thoughts about what he's just done, that night he can't get to sleep. He can't get to sleep. He's tossing and turning and thinking of how he just got had by the king's cook. He just got diddled out of his good old pot and he didn't get given enough money. And the next morning, why, he's clear what he's going to do. He's going to go to the king and he's going to ask for his pot back. And he's going to give the king the money, the 5 gold coins. The king will accept that. After all, what does the king need gold for? And what business does a king have diddling a poor old man out of his own rightful treasure? So that's what he does. He sets out that day with 5 gold coins back for the king's palace. However, those 5 gold coins, wow, just walking along with them is an unfamiliar experience for him. He's never had so much money in his pocket in his life, never even dreamt of having so much money. And as he's wandering through the countryside, he notices things that he never would have noticed before. Things that, because of the nature of them, he would have walked straight past, such as the tavern. Yes, that tavern, he's been past it many, many times, but always with nothing to spend. But now, oh, now, all he can see is the sign swinging in the wind advertising the best beer in the whole of the kingdom. And he can't resist. He knows today that he's a man of wealth. And so he goes in and he orders several glasses of that very finest beer, and he has a very nice time of it. And after several hours of drinking there, why, he comes back out and he sets out walking, and this time he's only got 4 gold coins. Well, problem is, it's a long way to the king's palace, you see. It's a long, long way to the king's palace. He has to walk through many, many different places, and there's one time he's walking through a town with an especially good restaurant. Oh, yes. Just the sort of thing that in the past he would have walked straight by, thinking, well, I can't afford a single sandwich, a single croissant they're selling there. No point me even thinking about filling my nostrils with the lovely smells that I can smell wafting through the air. No. But this day, he's a rich man. He's got 4 gold coins in his pocket. And those 4 gold coins are speaking to him, they are, and saying, aren't you hungry? Wouldn't you love something to eat? Oh, oh. And it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to walk on past. It's very, very, in fact, so hard that he, in the end, decides not to bother. And he ends up in the restaurant and it's all very lovely and they're very pleased to see him. And he has the most wonderful meal of his life. Straight up, seriously, he's never eaten as good as he does that day. Lovely food served by lovely people, cooked by somebody else than him. Oh, after several hours of enjoying himself, why? He walks out of there with 3 gold coins. And he starts to think, well, what does the king need gold for? He can just give me my pot back. What does it matter that I don't have all the coins he gave me? If he was an honest man, he'd just give me back what's rightfully mine. Yes, that's right. Well, the way to the market ought to have been straight and narrow, but on that particular occasion, it wasn't quite. Or rather, there were lots of distractions that previously he simply wouldn't have noticed. But on this occasion, why? He might not be as rich as when he set out, but he still has 3 gold coins in his pocket. And it's just then that he comes across an old gypsy woman. Oh, yes, an old gypsy woman. And she has a basket of lovelies. Yes, lace and sparkling things and ribbons for little girls. And that old farmer, why, he has a little girl. And it's pained him that he's never managed to lavish upon her the kind of lovely things that other fathers lavish upon their daughters. And looking there upon that basket of lovelies that the old gypsy lady has, he can't hold himself back. He has a gold coin in his pocket and he knows how to spend them now. And he says, well, I'll have some of this and I'll have some of that. And, oh, tell you what, I'll have the whole lot. How much will that be? And the old gypsy woman eyes him up carefully and she says, that'll be a whole gold coin now. And he says, very well. And he gives her the 3rd gold coin. Well, he's a very happy father, he is, but he's considerably poorer than when he started. And he walks along and he walks along and he's thinking, what does the king need gold for? Why is the king so greedy? What difference does it make, 3 or 2 or... what's the difference? That pot's mine, the king should give it back. Well, thinking all these thoughts, he comes at last to the king's city. And there's the marketplace that he's normally working every week. But on this particular occasion, he's not a seller. Oh no, he's a man with money. He's a man with money in his pocket. And he has the strange sensation of walking around that market and knowing that he could actually buy things. And there's so much to see. Stuff that he'd never even let himself see before. The piles upon piles of lovely fruits. Fruits from exotic countries all stacked up in wonderful pyramids. The spices that make your cooking delicious and varied and not the same old grog week after week. Soon he's buying all kinds of things for his wife, all kinds of things for his house, things that he has no right to think of buying. But he's got gold, you see, and 1 gold coin, he manages to get through it in just a few small moments. Well, by the time he gets to the king's palace, he finds himself staring at a guard who's standing at the door to the king's chamber and saying, yes. Well, when he names his business, the guard said, you can't just come in here. The king's busy. The king has business. In fact, right now he's in the middle of a business meeting. You can't just come in here with your nonsense. And the farmer, he just looked at the guard and he looked at the waiting room just there that was full of people all wanting to see the king as well. And he felt that last gold coin in his pocket. And he looked at the guard and he said, "Do you have children?" And the guard said, "Yes, I've got two sons." "Well, why don't you take them to the fun fair when you get off work today with this?" And he hands him the last gold coin. Well, the guard's very happy with that. And he says, "Thank you very much." And he says, "Well, one good turn deserves another. I'll just see if the king's available." And he knocks on the king's door. And it's probably a good thing for everybody that just then the king was coming to the end of his business meeting. And the poor farmer, he's shown in before the king. And the king sits on his high throne and he stares down at the poor dishevelled farmer who's walked all this way to see him. And he says, "Yes." And it's just then that the farmer looks up at the king and he realises with horror what he's done. He realises that he's standing there before the king and he hasn't got a leg to stand on. He's come to the king with a proposal so absurd that it hardly bears speaking. And he starts shaking and he starts trembling and the king starts getting impatient saying, "Yes, what is it? Speak up, man." Well, what do you do in such situations? What do you do? Most people are faced with a choice of lying or telling the truth, however embarrassing it might be. And to his good fortune, it's the latter that the farmer does. And he then tells the king the whole story of how it was that he set out that morning, intent on having his pot back and giving the king his money back, but how one thing had led to another, and how he turned up at the king's palace empty-handed. And the king listened to all of this, and he guffawed. He guffawed. "Oh, oh, 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 oh." And when he'd calmed down from his guffawing, he said to the farmer, "Do you know what I'll do? I'm not going to give you your pot back, but I'll give you 5 gold coins. Another 5. And when you can come all the way to my palace without spending any of them, I'll give you your pot back." And so that's exactly what he did. And he sent the old farmer packing with 5 gold coins. Well, following morning, the farmer, he woke up and he thought to himself, "What am I supposed to do now? I guess I'll just have to go back to the king with his money." Well, he set out walking, but before long, he passed by the tavern. Well, to cut a long story short, he made that journey countless times. Every time he'd set out swearing he wasn't going to spend a penny of the king's gold. But each time he would turn up at the palace empty-handed. And this went on for a long, long time. Until one day he woke up and he was determined. He was determined to make it all the way to the king without spending a single gold coin. And so even though he walked past the tavern and he knew how good the beer tasted, he didn't go in. Even though he walked past the restaurant and his mouth watered just smelling the food that came wafting down the street, he wouldn't go inside and he wouldn't eat. Even though he passed by all kinds of lovelies that he could have bought for all kinds of people he loved, he didn't spend anything until he got to the king's own palace. And even though the guard, who knew him quite well by now, wanted a little bit of assistance in letting him in. That too he wouldn't do. And he sat and he waited his turn, and after many days of waiting in the king's little waiting room, at last he got in to see him. Well, turned out that that particular day was a special day, or rather a sad day for the king, because his beloved treasurer, the man who looked after the king's money for many, many years, whom the king trusted with all of his gold, that man had just died. And when the poor farmer finally made it to the king's palace with all five of the gold coins that the king had given him, the king, he sat on his throne and he nodded his head and said, "Yes, it is often so." And he said to the poor farmer, "Do you know what? I'll give you your copper pot back, and I've got a job I'd like to give you too." And it's right there and then that he makes the poor farmer his new treasurer. Yes, his new treasurer. And thereupon he can bring his whole family to come and live at the palace with the king. And being the treasurer, which is a terribly responsible job, he gets to live in the lap of luxury and has an apartment all to himself. And all day long he looks after the king's money and makes sure that what goes out is what should be going out and what comes in is safe and secure when it reaches the king's vaults. And every evening the king and his treasurer, they would sit together in the king's kitchen and they would have hot chocolate. They would have hot chocolate together that the poor farmer, he would cook in a copper-bottomed pot. In a copper-bottomed pot.